Jack of News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg, Mbombelan, Polokwane 27, Pretoria 29 grade.
Got a hat-trick of unhappiness on the roads. Cleveland, M2 East, a crash near the Cleveland exit. Midrand, N1 North, a crash at Samrand Road. And a stationary truck, Bedford View, N12 R24 West, before Galoolies.
Gesondheidsminister Aaron Motsoaledi het 'n groot hupstoot in die mobilisering van binnelandse hulpbronne gevra. Hy het ook aangedring dat 'n groter deel van die nasionale begroting aan die gesondheidssektor toegewys moet word. Motsoaledi het die kwessie aangespreek tydens vanoggend se vergadering van die G20 gesondheidswerksgroep.
The G20 can play a pivotal role in shaping a robust global response to non-communicable diseases and ensuring that the United Nations high level meeting delivers tangible results.
Johannesburg burgemeester Darren Morero sê die stad is in gesprek met die nasionale regering oor die hernoeming van Sandton Raylan na die Palestynse politikus Leila Khalid Raylan. Die voorstel is wyd verspreid deur sommige politieke partye insluitend die DA verwerp. Morero sê die hernoeming sal deur diplomatieke beleid bepaal word.
We are still in consultation precisely because we would like to manage the diplomatic issues and must be guided of course by national policy which of course supersedes our own local policies. So we will be directed by those engagements.
Action SA in Limpopo sê gaan die spesiale ondersoek eenheid versoek om moontlike bande te ondersoek tussen die Makoro stigting en maatskappye wat na bewering voordeel getrek het uit tenderkontrakte met die Polokwane munisipaliteit. Die doel is om te bepaal of die stigting se aktiwiteite verbind hou met enige oortredings tydens die toekenning van die munisipale kontrakte.
Specifically we are looking at Iceberg Trading Company which has backed millions in contracts for electrical work, road construction and civil works. Was the bidding process fair? Were there any shady dealings? We need answers. Action SA is committed to transparency, accountability and ethical governance in Limpopo. We won't tolerate corruption that robs our communities of resources and development. It's time for the truth to come out.
Dit dan Victor Motemela van Action SA. Die nasionale finansiële hulpskema vir studente doen 'n beroep op verhuurders om nie studente uit te sit nie na nog 'n ronde van vertraagde betalings. Volgens NSFAS word uitbetalings volgende week verwag. Woordvoerder Ismail Mnisi.
NSFAS is committed to resolving all legitimate claims. At this point, NSFAS is adhering to the payment dates of April the 4th, 2025. Should it become possible to expedite this payment date, we will promptly communicate any changes with all stakeholders, including accommodation providers and students.
Nog nuus uit die buiteland. Veldbrande in Suid-Korea het die lewens van 24 mense geëis. 12 ander is beseer. Daar is vrese egter dat die dodetal kan styg. Die brand is tans nie onder beheer nie. En ten slotte... Amy Pascal en David Heyman gaan die nuwe James Bond fliek vervaardig. Pascal is bekend vir die 3 jongste Spider-Man titels, terwyl Heyman al 8 Harry Potter rolprente vervaardig het. Die vorige Bond vervaardigers Barbara Broccoli en Michael G. Wilson het in Februarie hul uittrede aangekondig. Ek is Chanel September. Top story of this hour, Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi has highlighted the growing burden of non-communicable diseases in low and middle income countries.
Okay. It's a weird Wednesday today.
Weird Wednesday.
Did you know that Albania, over in Europe, Albania has a royal family? And are you aware that the crown prince of Albania, Leka, was born in Sandton today, 1982?
No way.
I told you, it's a weird Wednesday, baby. Yeah, it's not just the Monegasques. We've also got a South African royal connection out in Albania.
I think they should rename the street Sandton.